It's Morning Edition on KUT. I'm Mose Bouchel for State Impact Texas. Last year's drought forced Texans to take a hard look at the state's water resources. But in many ways, the crisis just underlined a scarcity that was already there. Most of us live in urban areas, while most water goes to rural agriculture. In the second installment of our trip down the Colorado River to report on Texas water, we visit a rice farmer in Wharton County, dealing with the aftermath of the Great Drought of 2011.
This is the sound of beauty. The sound of nature, the sound of a rice farm, it's something I love. I'm Ronald Gertzen, a rice farmer in Wharton County, and I'm a fourth generation rice farmer. My son also is in this, so we've got five generations. We're just south of Lissy in approximately 300 acres worth of rice. We're kind of walking along a permanent levee out here. You ought to hear some water moving in the background here. The water that is on both sides of here now is groundwater from one of our two irrigation wells. You will not see a drop of Colorado River water out here on this prairie because the Lakeside Division is not getting any water from the Colorado, and they cannot operate without that. This would normally be a field of rice irrigated by LCRA, but instead what we've got here is just a plowed field of dirt. No water except the groundwater that is available adjacent here. Just heat, dryness, dirt, and a remote, eerie feeling. The 2011 drought basically sped up and brought to the forefront issues that we knew were already looming out there. Water is the thing that potentially could put a real damper on the industry in the long run. Instead of assuming that the water that we need in the future for the cities is going to come out of agriculture, which is kind of the current mantra for our state water plan, at some point we've got to start preserving that water for agriculture at all costs. And incentivize those who can to undertake the more expensive propositions of developing new water supplies. I actually encouraged my son to do something else, but it was in his blood big time. He and his wife brought their firstborn into the world just this year. Who knows whether he will want to do this? I suspect that he will.